Parliament is expected to sit next Saturday, September 29, this to make up for the work which will have been done tomorrow due to the observance of Founders' Day. Presenting a business statement for next week, Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo said this follows the request made by the Business Committee last week for the House to work next Saturday.
Right, Honourable Speaker, during the presentation of a business statement last week, the Business Committee proposed that the House sits on Saturday, the 29th of September 2012. The House is accordingly scheduled to sit on the set date. This is due to the fact that the House would not sit on Friday, the 21st September 2012, which has been declared a statutory public holiday. In view of the above recommendation, the Business Committee also proposes a reduction in the duration of the third meeting. The third meeting was originally scheduled to commence on the 16th of October and adjourn on the 2nd of November 2012 in preparation for the general elections, and to reconvene on the 17th December 2012 until the House stands dissolved on 6 January 2013. However, the business statement recommends that the third meeting commence on Tuesday, 16th October 2012, and adjourn on Friday, 26th October 2012, for the general elections instead of the 2nd November 2012, and subsequently reconvene on the 17th December 2012 until dissolution on the 6th January 2013.
Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo. When the matter was raised last week, the minority were not in favor of working on Saturday. As it came up again, they still made it clear that working on Saturday will be too stressful for them. MP for New Durban North, Hackman Osuajiman, maintained that the meeting on Saturday will overburden members.
Ordinarily, when we meet, it's only for 4 days, madam. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In this special session, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday, madam. 6 days out of seven. With the utmost of respect, the leadership was insistent on this, and we kept saying that we don't want to be stretched beyond breaking point to the extent that we find them unbearable. This particular weekend that they are talking about, madam, most of us are committed to going to the Western region. And so I just want to appeal to the leadership to be reasonable. I know that they need 21 days for CI-78 to pass. It will pass when it will. But Madam Speaker, if by the time the CI-78 passes, we have all been stretched to tell that we are all, most of us have collapsed, it's not right.
MP for New Durban North, Hackman Osuajiman. Before the House started business, the MP for Ningo Pram-Pram, E.T. Mensah, announced the passing away of the organizing secretary of the Parliamentary Press Corps, Nana Yawa Sarimensa. The House, upon the request of the Speaker, Mrs. Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, observed a minute's silence in his memory. Nana Yawa, who was a freelance journalist, died on Tuesday after a short illness. Funeral arrangements will be announced later.